Blog Talk Radio. Y'all, Taking Limits Off Radio is on the air live from your West Side studios located on the third floor of Kingdom Missionary Baptist Church, and we're going to have some fun today, y'all. It is Praise Break Friday. Y'all know how we do around here, so let's just get excited. Come on in here. It is, once again, Praise Break Friday, and it is awesome day to be here. Today, Friday, October 20th, 2017, and Taking Limits Off Radio is on the air, as I said before, live from your West Side studios, located on the third floor of Kingdom Missionary Baptist Church, and I hope y'all ready, because I know I am. Today's topic of conversation is going to be good: how to deal with difficult people on your worship team. How to deal with difficult people on your worship team. 9 things you might want to consider. That's going to be good. I can't wait to jump into it with you. I hope y'all ready, because I know I am. As always, it's your boy, your host, Minister Dana L. King. It's Praise Break Friday. I'm in the studio by myself, but I'm ready to give him some praise. Come on, somebody. Come on, Judy. Help me with this thing. Part of today's show. If you're listening via Blog Talk Radio, I mean, you've already dialed in, you've got your phone up to your ear, you're doing all those things you normally do to get to the show. If you're already listening via your phone, just push 1 and you can be a part of today's broadcast. If you're listening via Blog Talk Radio, simply dial area code 347-934-0546. Again, that's area code 347-934-0546. If you want to email the show, email us, real simple, takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net. takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net. We would love to hear from you that way. If you're on social media, so are we. Simply go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/TTLO Radio. Again, that's facebook.com/TTLO Radio. We would love to hear from you that way. If you're on Twitter, that's right, Twitter. Y'all still use Twitter, right? You can tweet the show. Come on, Judy, give me some more of that. Why don't you then? Come on. God is too good. He's too good just to sit quietly. I don't know about y'all. I just can't help myself. Amen. Anyway, as I was saying, if you are on Twitter, you can tweet the show @TTLO Radio. You can tweet us again. That's @TTLO Radio. Go ahead and tweet us, man. Those of y'all don't tweet too often, but hey, if you tweet the show, we'll read that tweet live on the air. We would love to do that. The live streams are up and running. Ustream.tv. You can find us there, Ustream.tv. We would love to hear from you on Ustream. Thank you so much to all of our Ustream watchers. Appreciate y'all so much. Appreciate y'all more than y'all know. Sometimes I know y'all think y'all don't matter, because I'm always talking to the Facebook folk. But I promise you this: if you talk to me in Ustream, the chat room is open. If you talk to me on Ustream, I talk back to you. That's all I'm saying. I'm talking to everybody at the same time, but If you holler at me, I'll holler at you. Amen. I spoke first. Now you speak back. Come on. amen. But Ustream.tv, you can find us there. Just do a simple search on Ustream. Ustream.tv. Do a search for Taking the Limits Off with Dana and Devon, and you will find us there. Amen. We just ready to give some high praise today. I don't know about y'all. I'm just ready. I'm just ready. Let's keep it going. Facebook Live, facebook.com/TTLO Radio. That's facebook.com/TTLO Radio. You can find us there. Would love to hear from you on Facebook Live. I know that's where a lot of y'all pop in at, and I appreciate those of you who do pop in from time to time. You can definitely find us right there. facebook.com/TTLO Radio. My. He just said a mouthful right there. He said, when I think about his goodness, when I think about the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me, my, come on. Y'all come on in here. My. This is all right with me. I know I'm probably going to get in trouble with Facebook for playing all this song, but I'm hoping my talking over it won't get me in as much trouble. I'm trying to stay out of Facebook jail. We don't own the rights to the music, but we like to praise him anyway around here. Come on. Anyway, but Facebook Live, facebook.com/TTLO Radio. If you want to subscribe to our podcast, two ways you can do that. You can go to blogtalkradio.com, do a search for Taking the Limits Off with Dana and Devon. Hit the subscribe button. Don't mean you're going to get bombarded with emails and all that stuff. You're only going to get emails from the show. You're not going to get emails from nothing else on Blog Talk, only the stuff you subscribe to, and that would be this radio show. So blogtalkradio.com, that's our home base. That's what pays the bills, so to speak. So I need y'all to go there. If you haven't already, go there. Just hit the subscribe button, man. It won't cost you nothing. Take you all of 45 seconds to hit subscribe. And do that. And then you can go to your iTunes account, you can go to your Blogger account, your Stitcher account, do a search for podcast, Taking the Limits Off with Dana and Devon, and you can find us there and just simply go download the podcast. And guess what? It's free. $3.99. It don't cost you nothing to follow us. Amen. That's it, y'all. That's it. Look, this has been awesome. I have appreciated this, man. I love this platform that God has given me. I love every level of elevation that God has taken this show through, and we wouldn't be able to do it without the support of those of you who watch the show. Big shout out to all of those who are involved with the show. My good buddy, my pal, who's here on Mondays, the good Pastor Cornelius Parks. Couldn't do the show without him. Thank you for all the stuff that he's done and added to the show. My other brother, Pastor Michael Henderson, thank you so much for everything that you've done. Appreciate you and how you've been a part of the show. Thank you so much to all these guys, man. They make the show what it is. My silent partners, the good deacon, y'all, you know, I keep his name out of it, but I thank you so much for him. Those, my special guests and who sat in for me and co-hosted for me, Angela Johnson, Prophet Cornelius Williams, God bless y'all. Thank y'all so much for being a part of this as well. All of you all. And then, of course, couldn't go without saying the best producer in the land, Y'all can say what you want. Y'all got y'all people. I got my person. I'm gonna leave it like that. Y'all got y'all people. I got my person. Best producer in the land. The one, the only, Latanya Melton. Thank you so much for everything you do in the background and putting up with my craziness. I appreciate you for all of that. And then to all of the listeners, all of you guys, man, those of you who are faithful to the show, who every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, y'all are in here waiting to see what I'm going to say and how crazy I may or may not be and whether or not I'm going to be happy, be sad, or if I'm just going to shout all over the room. God bless y'all. Just thank y'all, man. I'm just appreciative of the platform God has allowed me to have at this point, because he didn't have to. He could have allowed anybody else to do this. And there are people who do it, I'll say it like this, there are people who do it much better than me, but he still allows me to do this. And for that, I am eternally, eternally grateful. Amen. Look, I have to say something, man, about Wednesday's show. Wednesday, y'all blessed me. I don't know about y'all, but Wednesday's show was a little different to me. Wednesday's show went somewhere that I hadn't been before, and I'm so grateful for it. Let me say something real quick to the people who joined us in the chat room, and I know I've missed some of y'all's names. I don't want to miss y'all too quick. Shiante Bulis, Sheena Bradley Okafor. God bless y'all. Thank y'all for watching. Mary Jenkins, Carla Aloria James, Lachelle Williams, Cornelius King. What's going on, cuz? Yolanda King, God bless you. Tanya Hardy, June Williams, Demetria Dorsey, Sophie Franklin, Evangelist Yvonne Johnson, Sam Peter in Israel. My God, when you got folks in Israel watching your show, hey, you know, you ain't got to talk. You don't have to brag on nothing. You don't have to talk about the goodness of God when you got folks in Israel watching your show. Michelle, Counselor for the Master Dickerson. God bless you. Do y'all with these long names. Darius Brooks, my God. God bless you, Brother Darius Brooks. Man, hit me up. Inbox me, Darius, please. Man, hit me up in my inbox, bro. I need you on the show. I need to talk to you, man. As soon as I say his name, I start thinking about your will is what's best for me. I know he done wrote a bunch of songs since then, but that's the one that just works for me. Merlene, Mother Francis, God bless you. Thank you for watching. Oh, man, this is wonderful. Michelle, let's see here. Angela Johnson, my twin, I see you. Frida Turner, Elder Lockwood, Tree Merkinson, God bless you. Kathleen Savon down in Georgia, come on with it. Eddie Ward, Wilcox in the house. Marvinetta Penn, Woodley, I'm going to still call her Miss Woodley. That's my high school teacher, y'all. Yeah. First person to ever put me on the stage. I'm going to put it like that. First person to ever put me on any platform, any stage, Marvinetta Penn. I interviewed her over the phone. I'm still waiting to get her in the studio. Maybe we can make that happen before the holiday season. Miss Penn, I know you're traveling a lot and you're doing a whole bunch of stuff with the Global Girls. And we need some updates on what's going on with your girls. Miss Penn, we would definitely love to hear that. Tanya, actually, can you reach out to Miss Penn? Do me that favor right now. Inbox her and right now on Facebook and see if we can make that happen. I would love to do that, preferably on a Wednesday when I ain't got to rush up out of here. Amen. But let me keep going down the line. Patricia Hicks, what's going on, Pat Hicks? That's my buddy right there. Glad to have you with us again. Marissa Williams, God bless you. Greg McElroy, 9'12" in the house. That's a bad tenor. Y'all need a tenor. Y'all don't know that's a bad tenor. I'm just going. Y'all is blessing me. Y'all coming on in here. Marissa Williams, God bless you. Anitra Nutt, settling for nothing more than I deserve. Ooh, yeah, I said your whole name. Happy Friday. Sophia Bethel, God bless you. Let's see. Apostle David Azaka, God bless you. Sheridan Davis, I see you. Come on in the room. Evangelist, prophetess, author, Sheridan Davis, and Billy Faye Jones. Man, that's just a few names. I done got tired of reading. My God, y'all come on in here. And same thing, let me go back to my folk on Ustream. If y'all type your names in here, because y'all stuff comes up anonymous because y'all don't have Ustream accounts. That's why I can't say y'all's names. But if you say hello to me and you want me to say hello back, I'll say something to you. God bless y'all, too. Let me make sure see this camera right here, over here, y'all are here. That's Facebook. That camera over there, that's Ustream. Amen. Amen. And I'm actually looking into getting that Instagram. We're going to get that Instagram camera going. We might as well go in and expand it all the way across the whole board. But it's wonderful. But, man, I am just so appreciative of you guys. Just don't know. It's a blessing sometimes. Even when you don't feel like, even on days that I don't feel like doing the show, and there have been some on days that I didn't feel like doing the show, I do the show because I always feel like there's somebody who needs to hear something. And even when you don't feel it, even when you could be going through your own little stuff, this is a good place to just let out and I can be upfront with y'all and I can just be who I am with y'all. I don't have to be no pretense. And if it don't come out right, it don't come out right. If it sound good, it sound good. The only thing I try to make sure I do is to give you the unadulterated truth of what the Word of God has to say. Everything else that come out, it come out however it come out. But I ain't going to never try to cheat you out of the Word of God. Amen. Amen. So just God bless y'all, and thank y'all so much for watching. And if you came in the room and I didn't call your name, did I botch it? Say it with me, Anitra. What did I say? Did I call you something else? Did I call you Arisa? I probably did. Ain't no telling. I tore it up. Hey, I spoke, though. Nicole Holston, some of my own employees is in the house. God bless you. I see y'all in here. Y'all come on down and holler at your boy and say something. Look, don't just speak to me. Speak to the other people in the room. Speak to the other people in the room. Act like you in church, and it's greet the visitors hour. That's right. Hug your neighbor. In the words of Marvin E. Wiley, slap your neighbor. Amen. Amen. Again, it is a privilege and an honor to be here today with you all. Just excited, man. Look, I had a good time on Wednesday night. For y'all, for those of you who don't know, I've been teaching all month here at my home church, Kingdom Missionary Baptist Church, as part of the trial process for the pastorship of this great house. And I've been teaching, and Wednesday night was just awesome. I thank everybody who came out. I know a lot of you guys are out of the state and out of the city, and you're not able to come. You have your own Bible studies, and I'm not asking you to not go to your own Bible study, but it's been fun. It's been a good time. I've really appreciated it. Just the privilege of being able to teach and preach to this people and to whoever is listening, man. It's just been an awesome, awesome time. My mama done joined the room. Oh, Lord. My mama in the house, y'all. Y'all pray for my mama. She got a new phone. Y'all pray for her. Because I know, yeah, y'all just pray for Mama King, y'all. She got a new phone. Y'all just pray for her. That's all I'm going to say. I ain't going to get in no trouble. But y'all pray for her. Cedric Towner, Austin in the house. Imelda Thornton, God bless you. And Leah Kelly, God bless you. Amen, amen. So here is some stuff I wanted to talk about. Everybody knows. Let me go ahead and get this out the way. The Cubs lost last night. All right. The Cubs lost last night. But you know what? We really ain't got nothing to be sad about with the loss, with the Cubs losing. We ain't got nothing to be sad about. Ethel, Prophetess Ethel Campbell, all the way from I believe, well, you're down in Arizona, right? Down in Arizona is in the house. God bless you. God bless you. Yeah, my God. Princess Johnson in the house. God bless you. Evangelist K, come on in. Come on in. But anyway, the Cubs lost last night. You know, I know there's a lot of prayers going up, but you know what, y'all blew all y'all prayers. We blew all our prayers on the Cubs last year. God gave y'all that miracle last year. Now y'all, you can't expect it. Look, it happened last year, and hey, I ain't mad. The Cubs had a great season. We're gonna celebrate what they accomplished. They still had a great season. They still won the division, and that's more than what I can say. And to the hate, and let me tell you something to you hateful White Sox fans. Let me tell you, hateful White Sox fans, y'all are some hateful people. Ain't heard from y'all all season. Y'all season was over with, can we tell the truth? And the season started, baseball season started in what, in April? In April, right? The White Sox season was over in June. So y'all ain't had nothing to talk about. Patrick Pastor Purcell, God bless you. I'm just, you know, God bless y'all. Thank y'all for watching and listening. And to all the Blog Talk listeners, I can't even call all these phone numbers that's on the line. I'm not going to do that to y'all. I don't want to put y'all business out in the street. Oh, no, she's in New Mexico. I'm sorry. In New Mexico. I don't know why I thought Arizona. Look, it's hot in both of them. In New Mexico, God bless you. And thank God for your recovery. I know you had a sickness, and I ain't going to put your business out on the street. But God bless you, and it's good to see you on Facebook. That lets me know that the healing process is already – and it's already started, and deliverance from that thing is already working out. So God bless you, Sister Campbell, and we're still praying for you here. Your Kingdom family is praying for you that you continue to make your way on back better than you was before. Amen, amen. Because we need sisters like you on the wall. Amen, amen. But so you know, just want to get that out the way. But some y'all White Sox fans, y'all some hateful folk. Y'all really are. Y'all some hateful folk. And y'all was typing all kind of stuff last night down on the Facebook, talking about how bad the White Sox were, how bad the Cubs were. And y'all season was over with 3 months after it started. So y'all really can't say much, okay? I ain't seen y'all in a division race since 2008. What y'all done since the last time? Well, when was the last time they won the World Series? 10? Was it 10? And they ain't been in the playoffs. They can't even make the playoffs, right? They ain't even been in the playoffs. So be quiet. Get somewhere and sit down. Get somewhere and sit down. Hateful people. I know why y'all hateful, because I know where the White Sox, I know where you're at. Y'all hateful because that area over there used to be a really hateful place, so you still got a remnant of hatefulness over there. So that's why y'all so dark hateful. Bridgeport used to be a really hateful type of area over there. That's why y'all so doggone mean and hateful. Children, can I listen in the car? Yeah, you can listen in the car if you dial the number. If you dial the number, Representative LaShawn K. Ford, man, look, we done invited you on the show a bunch of times. I would love to have you come on in here, man. Look here, hit me up in my inbox. Hit my producer, LaTanya. LaShawn Ford is on the line. hit LaShawn Ford inbox. I need to holler at you, man, and you get some stuff coming up. We got elections and stuff coming up. I need to see what's going on. We need to inform our people about some bills and some laws and stuff that's happening that affect us on a local level, man. So I need you in here, man. I'm trying to give everybody a platform, to speak. Yes, mother, if you call the call-in number, you can listen in the car. 3-4 Oh, somebody put the call-in number up there for my mama. Y'all, please. Tanya, help the my mama out. Put the call-in number on the Facebook, please, somebody. It's just, you know, so I just wanted to bring it up real quick. Can we talk about 45 for a hot second? Y'all's president. I say y'all's president, but he's our president, too. 45 and this foolishness about him. Now, don't get me wrong. A lot of this stuff that we're criticizing him about is very trivial, but it's mostly just a distraction, but it just shows the lack of empathy and everything else. What's up, Parks? I see you, Doc. I see you. Norma Worthy, God bless you. She said, that's too much. What? To call the phone number? It ain't. You can still listen in the car. If you're in the car, all you got to do is dial the phone number and just sit there and listen. You ain't got to do nothing. Somebody help. Danielle, somebody, one of y'all help my mom out. Tell her what to do. I can't. All she got to do is dial the call in number and she can hear. Anyway, talk about that's too much. Y'all, please help her. Help her, Lord. Help her. Ooh, Lord. Anyway, these comments he made about the soldier, that these, you know, there were 4 soldiers that were killed on a mission in Africa. They got ambushed. It was 4 of them versus 20 to 25 ISIS. It was 25 ISIS fighters out there, and they were surrounded with they had 4 rifles, and the 25 ISIS people had guns, rifles, rocket launchers, and everything. And they died. They lost their lives. They fought valiantly, and apparently this president, and that's all I can call him because that's what he is. This president. First of all, he was too busy arguing and fighting back and forth with the NFL people to even mention what happened. It took him 12 days to even acknowledge what happened over there. And then in the comments that he said to one of the mothers of one of the people that died in the battle, it's just amazing to me. And it's been and he's tried to deny it and argue against it, but it's just absolutely. I'll read his comments from what he said, and it's just sad. This is what he said on a phone call, and this phone call has been backed up. The statement has been backed up by both the congresswoman who was on the phone because she was in the car with the family when the president called, and then the mother of the son who died in battle. She says that this is what the president said. He knew what he signed up for. He knew what he signed up for. That's the empathy of this president. He knew what he signed up for. Now, mind you, this is the same president that insulted a Gold Star family before he was even elected president. It's just amazing that this is what he turned around and said. He said he knew what he signed up for, and it's just bad that he had to die. That's what you tell somebody whose son just died. She said, let me read your name right. Anitra H., not settling for less than I deserve. Is that better? Now, you're going to leave me alone. Norma Worthy, God bless you. Good to see you. Good to see you on here. Let's see. You know that's his friend don't go elevator, don't go all the way to the top. Yeah, it don't. But I'm just saying, this thing is just amazing. That this is what he's allowed, that this happens, and the first thing they'll say is that we're overblowing his comments, and that's not the case at all. He is just an uncaring individual, and if you don't write down here is the bulk of Donald Trump, right? Let me give y'all an example. I come into the studio, right, 3 days a week, right? I come into the studio and, you know, I talk to my producer the night before and the day of about what the show is going to be about, right? And that's it. Now, I come into the studio. I ain't got no notes. I ain't got no paper in front of me. I don't have nothing. Y'all, if you see me looking down, it's because I'm looking at my phone and I'm sending out invites to people to watch the show, right? But I don't have no notes. Everything I'm saying to you, the only time I'm reading anything to you is when I'm reading the article that we're going to discuss, right? And again, today's article is how to deal with difficult people on your worship team, right? But that's the only time you'll catch me reading, or you might catch me reading a scripture if I'm trying to put something in context. But other than that, everything I'm doing is off the top of my dome because it's how I feel. When I'm saying it, it's what I believe, and it's how I feel, right? Our president, when he is not scripted, is saying exactly how he feels. So when stuff comes out of his mouth, okay, when stuff comes out of his mouth, it comes out exactly how he felt. And just like he said what he said about Senator John McCain a few months back when he was running for office, when he said he likes his heroes who don't get caught. His heroes don't get caught and captured. Remember that? That's what he said. His heroes don't get caught and captured. So what he meant was, John McCain, you ain't no hero because you got caught, captured, and tortured. Real heroes don't get caught and captured. That's what he meant. That's why he said it the way he said it. What's going on, Roderick Felster? God bless you, brother. Long time. But that's what he said. So when he's reading something scripted, he's reading something that somebody has prepared for him to say to make him sound like he's concerned. But we know there is a difference. You remember what happened. The stuff happened down there in Charlottesville. He said what he said off the top of his head, which sounded ignorant. Then he read a prepared statement, which sounded concerned. And then the very next day, he went back to being himself. So don't be fooled by what you see. And because this is who he is. He is a clown of the highest order. If Ringling Brothers had a hierarchy or an organizational chart of clowns, there would be Ringling Brothers at the top, and the first tree following them would be the Trumps. He is a clown of the highest order. Y'all can get mad and say I'm disrespecting, whatever, but he is a clown of the highest order. If you don't believe me, he got on orange makeup or whatever it is, and he got on a blonde wig. That's clown attire to me. So, and he got a little hand. I'm just going to go and put it out there. He is a clown of the highest order, an absolute clown. And unlike he attacked the people on ESPN for speaking out at Jemele Hill, God bless you, Jemele Hill, for what you're going through, because she was suspended because she came out and against some stuff that he said. Ain't nobody here to suspend me, Donald Trump. So all you can do, and last time I checked, Blog Talk, it ain't even owned by people here, so you can't even do nothing about it. You know, he might can. I don't know. Maybe he can call Comcast and tell them to cut our cable off down here at the church. But I still got a hot spot. I'll do it from home. But anyway, I'm just saying, he is a clown of the highest order. He says nothing. When he has to speak from his own, based off his own thoughts, he says nothing of relevance. Nothing. Nothing at all. So don't you know, I know it's easy to be distracted. I know it is. I know it's really easy to be distracted by this dude, but don't be so distracted that we still can't speak the truth. This is what he said. He insulted this family in a time of grief. It took them forever, first of all, to even make a phone call when he knew once the news got out of the identification of these families, of these soldiers that died, he should have had already placed this phone call. Because, see, once we found out, and you still hadn't called the parents, you still hadn't reached out to the parents. So I mean, you know what? This is and for people to continue to defend him and everything else, is, you know, it, I'm over it. I don't want to hear about it. He is a clown in the highest order of clownship. I'm gonna put it out there like that. If I know there's a clown college, he got doctorate degrees. He's a double PhD in clownery. There it is. And that's all I got to say today about number 45. Can we move on?
This is your word that you've been waiting for all night. Darwin, where are you? How many know that God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly above all you could ask for things, according to the power that worketh in us?
Hallelujah. How many believe it tonight? Somebody turn to your neighbor and tell your neighbor, he's able. Tell somebody else, he's able. Y'all ready?
Exceedingly, abundantly, above all, all you could ask for, according to the power that worketh in
I'm sorry about that, y'all. I had to fix the radio side. That was real strange. That was... I promise you, that was real strange. That was real strange. We literally got cut off the radio. I guess I said the president, y'all. I guess I said, you know, that old boy down there, 1600 Pennsylvania. I called him a clown. What? Hey, it is what it is. Oh God. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Y'all pray for me. Y'all pray for me. Pray my strength, y'all. That was weird, though. I mean, seriously, we ain't been cut off, like, in mid-show, what, in like a month, right? Tanya, where we at? Where you at? I mean, see, we ain't been cut off in a month. And all of a sudden, we got cut. But anyway, I'm done with it. I'm over it for today. Trust me, there'll be more. There's more to the circus, and we will address it again. But I'm done with talking about the circus that is the circus that is the presidency of the United States of America right now. Can we move back local for a minute? You know, there's a lot going on, and I want to express this. It's about to be election season again here in Illinois. It's been 3 years. We've been dealing with this governor, Bruce Rauner, and y'all know my feelings on it. And how he got elected in the first place. And I'll say this again, and all of y'all who complain about Rauner cut this program and cut that program and he cut this off, and those of you with daycare centers who didn't get funding right after he got in office, your stuff got cut, seniors, your lights and stuff, all the plans and programs that you had, that they had for you all got cut or sliced in half or underfunded when he took office. I'm going to say this again. The only reason Rauner got elected in office was because black folks didn't go to the poll. I'm going to say that again. The only reason he got elected, just like the only reason Donald Trump got elected, was because some of y'all decided to stay y'all behinds at home. Now, the national election, Illinois, Hillary won. That's all, you know, Illinois did all they could do. You only get so many electoral votes. But here in Illinois for the governor's office, y'all can stay y'all behinds at home if you want to, but you've already seen Rauner is already running commercials, right? He's already running commercials, and I know we got Pritzker, is that his name? JB, right? Pritzker, am I getting his name right? Y'all help a brother out over here. JB is running for office, and then we got the Kennedy son, Robert, the other Kennedy, Robert's son. Who's running? I believe is it Robert Kennedy Jr.? Is that his name? I met him last summer? I went to a listening session. He had a meeting over on the South Side of Chicago. It was hosted at a friend's house, and I sat down and got a chance to sit with him and talk to him. And it was you know, I'm still up in the air. I haven't seen or heard from him since. But I'm still trying to figure it out. But y'all need to do something and get this dude Rauner. He got to go. Because here's the deal. You know, there's no term limits in Illinois. You can keep being governor over and over. You can go 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 terms in Illinois. And if y'all let him go back in there, it's only going to be more of the same. So I'm going to say this again. If you go, I don't want to hear the complaints. I don't want to hear nothing about it. Y'all, if you got grown folk in your family that don't vote and they live here in this state, take their behinds to the, look, go online and register to vote and start. And the minute they do, vote early. Don't wait until the day of. Get your votes in early because he got to go. And I can say what I want to say on this here. I'm not regulated by the FCC. I don't got to get nobody equal time. None of that. He got to go here in this state. He got to go. He got to go bye-bye. Him got to get up out of here. Okay? He got to go. Now, I just wanted to put that out there. That's why I want to get LaShawn Ford. Tanya, did you get a chance to holler at him? But reach out to him. I need to see what's going on because, LaShawn, you down there in Springfield. You can talk more about that situation. You can give us some more educated insight into that situation. But he got to go. Seriously, he got to go and he got to go now. So it's one of them things where I'm sorry. It's about that time. So anyway, I just wanted to put that out there. So hey, y'all, look. So it's great. I like I said, I love this. I love doing this, and I love being able to have these conversations with you all. But give me a second here. Okay, there it is. All right. Thought I had lost some stuff. But anyway, so that's what I wanted to talk about. It's going to be time again for the county election. Now, y'all may have y'all issues or feelings with Prep Winkle. You don't like her? Look at her full record. I know y'all mad about that sugar tax, but look at her full record. I know, you know, she messed up with the sugar deal. But look at her whole record before you decide to throw her out too. But, hey, I don't know who else is running. You know, exactly. What Anitra said, we must do our part. Please stop taking the attitude that we can't make a difference. They're going to put whoever they want in office. Yeah, you got to do your part. Absolutely. You got to do your part. You have to do your part. It is of extreme importance that you do your part and get out and vote. There is no excuse. There's no excuse. No, and literally that should be our theme as a people in this state. No more excuses when it comes down to the vote. No excuses. You don't want Rauner in office. When it comes time to vote, vote. Y'all didn't want Rahm in office. Y'all still complain about Rahm Emanuel. Well, when the time come, if you don't want him at all, who's running? Who's running against Rahm? I ain't heard nobody say nothing. And I'm going to tell y'all right now. Chewy, Garcia, if you're going to run again, bro, we need a plan. You didn't have a plan, sir. You know, people wanted to vote for you because, you know, I understand, you know, you got your folk voted for you. You know, all of my Latino brothers and sisters voted for you, but what was your plan, bro? What was your plan? And then Uncle Willie, you just stay on home this time. Willie Wilson, just stay home. We don't need you out there trying to get no votes. You just stay home. We don't need you wasting your time. So, you know, but if y'all plan on running against Ron, I'm going to need y'all, whoever run against him, step up. We need to know who you are now. We know who you are now. Me, myself, as much as I would love to, and I really thought about it, you know, the politics is too messy. You know, although, you know, aldermen and this, some of these aldermen who kind of got, you know, put in because of who they knew, and they're just resting on their laurels right now in some of these wards. You know, like the alderman that's in my, you know, the alderman that's in my mother's ward, you know, Irvin, sir, you know, that ward ain't looking all that great, but ain't nobody to challenge him, so he gonna keep, you know, he gonna keep doing whatever he do, and if don't nobody stand up and vote against him and run against him, he gonna keep doing it. I wish I could, I really do. I don't live in the ward, so I can't run. But I really wish I could, though. I really do wish I could. I probably could give him a man to run for money. I really could, but I couldn't be in politics because I'm too what's the word I want to use? Vocal. I'm not always politically correct. Do aldermen have bodyguards? Because I probably would need one. If I was an alderman here in the city, because some of these aldermen, I ain't gonna call it. No, I'm only gonna call the ones that I know be a little slacking. You know, the one over here in this ward where the church is, I'll give it to her, though. She does. She does at least make some effort to do some stuff. But, bro, over there in my mama's ward, old Jason Irvin, bro, you're a little short. You're a little short. I know some of y'all probably know him. Y'all can text him, tag him in this. I don't care. Y'all can tag him if you want to. But, you know, I've talked to him several times about some stuff that ain't been done, and, you know, it's falling on deaf ears. You know, it's vacant lots all over there in that area, and they belong to the city. And so when they belong to the city, that means you contact your alderman. And, you know, I reached out to the alderman about some stuff, and he responded to me and said, yeah, I'll get it done, and I'll call my office and do this and do that. And I reached out and did all that, and stuff ain't changed. So, you know, when you don't do what you say you're going to do, I don't have no choice but to just put you on the, you know. I don't have no choice but to put you on Front Street. So, yeah, it's about that time for him, too. I don't know when his term is up, but it's about that time for him, too, because I'm over people that don't do their job. And I think that's across the line, period, in any job. I don't care if it's political. I don't care if you're a school teacher. I don't care what your job is. If somebody's paying you to do something, or if you have a job, even if it's a volunteer job, if you're not going to do it, then move out the way. That's a lot. That's what's wrong with a lot of our churches. We have here's where we get ourselves in trouble, because see, we feel like because they're volunteering, we have to put up with lackluster performance. Let me say that again. We feel like because people are volunteering for the position, that means we then have to put up with lackluster performance. Can I help somebody? That ain't true. I don't believe you should ever put up with a lackluster performance just because somebody is volunteering to do something. I really don't think that's something we should have to do in that case. Let me move. I had to change this mic over here for a second because something don't sound right.
All right.
There we go. All right. I was hearing some noises. But I really don't think we should put up with mediocrity just because you're volunteering for a job. If you're not doing the job to the level of expectations, and now here's the problem. If the job had no expectations going in, and then you get somebody to volunteer, and they're mediocre, but you never set expectations, then you can't be mad when you got mediocre work. But if you are put in a position in a church or in any place, and even if it's a volunteer basis, then there's still a level of expectancy that should come from you, and people should expect good things from you. And I think we get ourselves in trouble because I think we get ourselves in trouble. Y'all move on. Y'all move on with this me running for. Norma, you stop, okay? You stop right now. You stop right now. They talk a little bit too much when it comes to running for office. You know, they. You know, you get to running for office, they'll go find a girlfriend from the eighth grade or something. They go digging up, you know, they go digging a little bit too far back. You know, they'll find somebody you was on the corner drinking a 40-ounce with. They go back. They do a little bit too much. You know, I'm good. I'm good on that. I appreciate y'all's words, though. I appreciate y'all. But we going to move on. But when people are volunteering, here's the deal. I remember this old pastor of mine used to say this, and he was not a great administrator, but he was a good teacher, and he was a great preacher, and I took some of his stuff, some of his teachings I still carry with me. He used to say this all the time. He said, I would put everybody on payroll. And we would go, we said, Reverend, why would you want to put everybody on payroll? He said, I'll put everybody on payroll. He said, because that way when you ain't doing your job, I can fire you. You know, because he said when people volunteer and they think, well, I'm doing this on my time, so I'm going to do it how I feel. And because I'm doing it on my time, you ought to be happy with whatever I give you. See, that's foolishness. But that's how we are in church sometimes. We feel like because I'm volunteering, so you ought to be glad you got what you got. Could you imagine folks down at could you imagine if it's like somebody decides to cook for you, right? And they really didn't feel like doing it. And their heart wasn't in it. And my mother would tell you this. I don't know if she's still listening or watching, or did she figure out the phone? Bless her heart. I see her number. I see my mama's number on the screen. That means she's listening. Bless the Lord. Oh, my soul and all that is within me. Bless his name. But my mom always said this, if you don't feel like cooking, you shouldn't cook. Because the folks that you're going to serve, they ain't going to, you know what, you can't get mad if somebody come back to you and say, well, what's wrong with this? Because, you know, this whole beggars can't be choosy deal. No. If you can't put your best foot forward every time you go to do something, guess what? Maybe you ought not do it. Maybe you probably shouldn't do it. Maybe you shouldn't sit up and try to do something when you shouldn't do that. You just shouldn't do it. And folk, we do, you know, this is how I do it. And if you want me to work with them, then you got to let me do it the way I do it. Yeah, but there's still this thing called doing it the right way. There's still this thing called doing it the right way. Just because you volunteer don't mean you have to half do the job. Amen? Just because you volunteer don't mean you get to half do the job. But let's what we're going to do, y'all, because I want to make sure I give this article all the time it's needed. It's going to be good. Praise Break Friday, y'all. How to deal with difficult people in your worship team. So we're going to take a real quick praise break, and I mean real quick. And when we come back, we're going to jump right into today's conversation. One more time, y'all. It is how to deal with difficult people in your praise and worship team. 9 things you might want to consider. Where's Larry Trotter? We ain't heard from Larry. Y'all know Larry was, Bishop Trotter was real sick for a while, man. He was real sick for a while, but he's much better now, man, and we just grateful for that. You know, you know what? I like to see Bishop Larry Trotter been at this thing for a long time, but don't nobody holler and get a praise like Bishop Larry Trotter. Come on, Bishop, give us a little something while we take a break.
Tell somebody he is wonderful.
We'll be right back, y'all.
Now put your preaching voice on. Say he is wonderful. There are a lot of things I could not do for myself, but he did them for me. Tell somebody he is wonderful. I brought my own shout with me. I just thought about it. I dare you to think about how wonderful he is. Isaiah said his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God. Look at somebody, say the Everlasting Father. Somebody just holler Wonderful. I told y'all that was the word of the year. Look to your right and your left, say Wonderful. May your week be wonderful. May the rest of your year be wonderful. May your whole life be. I don't mean to push this point, but is there anybody that has proven himself to be wonderful? Just go to about 3 people and say, he is wonderful.
I want no problem, Facebook. Let me set this down. I want no problem.
He is wonderful. Come here, Facebook.
Yeah. Come on, Bishop.
There's nothing like
yeah. It is Praise Break Friday. Y'all know I'll let loose in a heartbeat. I really will. I will. I'm excited. Y'all know, can I tell y'all something real quick too? I got excited. So last night I was up. I had my y'all know I'm in school, right? So I can't even talk. I'm in school, and so I was in the midst of I had class last night that started about school started at a certain time and started late, and then I had a group discussion afterwards. So we have these group discussions then, and so while I'm up, I'm listening to them talking and everything, and then I'm trying to get my sermon ready for Sunday, and so I'm sitting there and it's in the middle, and so now it's like 12:30. At night, something like that, 1 o'clock, and it hit me at about 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning. I couldn't sleep. I was up. I was just woke, you know, and it hit me. And so I came, my sermon title hit me, and for Sunday. It just hit me for Sunday. Just give me,
y'all pray
for me
1 minute. Yeah, people. Somebody said, wonderful. You got to prophesy to yourself. Say, he's wonderful. Wonderful!
So it came to God. God said, "Look here, look here." I said, "Write this down." He said, "I was reading Isaiah 5, and it just hit me. For some reason, I don't know how I got Isaiah. We were talking about Isaiah in class, but we were nowhere near Isaiah 5. And some kind of way, I ended up in Isaiah 5, and God just gave me a real simple title. He just asked the question. It's a real simple title, and it asks a question: what more could God do? Come on in here. That's what hit me last night. It just said, what more could God do? So I just started reading that thing, and man, so I was up just typing and writing and couldn't sleep, and you know, I think I finally went to bed about 4. Hey, come on in here. Oh my God. But anyway, I'm excited about Sunday. Now last Sunday, I can't even explain to y'all what happened last Sunday because it's still kind of a blur. You know, I wish we had the type of recording equipment around here so I could go back and watch for myself. But I'm excited about Sunday. What more could God do? What more could Jesus do? What more could he do that he ain't already done? Come on. I mean, what more do he have to do to get you to act right? Oh, my. What more does he have to do to get you to stop being so doggone rebellious? What more does he have to do? That thing got me, and I was up this morning, and I was typing again this morning, and I'm trying to get this thing down on paper and get the meat out of it so I can get it ready so I can set the table on Sunday. So look here, I'm just excited. What more? Come on. What more could you, if look here, I don't want to tell, if you can stop by this way on Sunday, I promise you ain't gonna leave disappointed. Oh my God. I'm just excited. I had to share that with y'all real quick. I just thought I would share that with you. What more could Jesus do? What more could he do? What more does he have to do to get you to stop acting a dog? What more do he have to do to get your praise? What more does he have to do to get your worship? What else does he need to do? He already done enough. Oh, my. I'm so, hey. All right, let's get to I felt that thing down. Hey, my. You know what? Excuse me one minute. Come on.
You know what? That's just what I figured. If you can't get happy about your testimony, nobody else can. But some of you been at death's door. Some of you God paid your bills. Some of you God healed your body. Some of you the Lord changed your mind. Some of you God made a way out of no way. Shake somebody's hand and say, neighbor, he's done so much for me. I cannot tell it all. Now give God a shabak in this house. Hey. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, my soul cries out hallelujah. Thank God for saving me. As a matter of fact, I feel the Holy Ghost now because of your praise. God said, I just turned it around for you. And I know it's tight where you are, but if you believe God's going to turn it around, get up out of your seat and turn around one time. And say, God has already fixed it. God has already turned it around. Woo!
Oh my. I'm sorry. Okay, I'm on containing. That's for Sunday. I just had to get, can we do this article? Oh Lord, help me. Today, you're somebody, anybody, help me on today, because I just, my. Oh, where's the article at? I can't even find it. There it is, right there. Oh God, yeah. Today's gonna be good. Let me jump right into this thing. I really just want to run around this studio. I really could run all the way down and up the other side and come back around if I had to unlock locks on doors and stuff and just take me a good lap. I mean, a good lap. Yeah. When was the last time y'all ran a good lap in church? Do they do that in y'all church? I know some of y'all churches are too too, you know, a little too stuck up and a little too, y'all some of them staunch Christians, you know, y'all a little too uppity to run. But when was the last time any of y'all just had a good run in the church? See, I need to go somewhere where I can just, any of y'all got a run in church where I can just come and sit in the back and if I think, and if I sit there for long enough and think about the goodness of Jesus and it's in the middle of worship. I don't care if y'all get, because I want to go to a church that somebody just get happy in the middle of the offering. You know what I'm saying? You just get happy. And look, it ain't got to do with not you put a dime in there. You just start thinking about the goodness of Jesus and just bust out running. Now, don't run towards the tray because I don't want you to get tackled by no deacon. You know, they thinking you trying to grab some. But I'm just saying, one last time, y'all, any of y'all have a running church? Any of y'all got a, I'm talking about a church with some running in it. Because it's been a while since I just seen somebody break out in a full sprint in a church. I appreciate a good run. My God, I promise you, I do. I know y'all think I'm crazy, but I appreciate a good sprint. I mean, an all out Usain Bolt, just run out. I mean, get down to the starting gate and just go. Y'all know, anybody know what I'm talking about? I mean, just for real. Just say, you know what? I done sat here and I done thought about the goodness of Jesus, and now I can't do nothing but run, and I mean run my best race. You know what I'm saying? Just bust out in a sprint for Jesus. That's all I'm talking about. Any of y'all got a running church? Because I want to come visit so I can just bust out and run. Come on now, where I can just run somewhere. Just come on. Woo, my. Woo, my. Oh, y'all. Okay, y'all done went on in. Look. Yeah. Woo, Angela said, man, look, chat with me. Let's talk about his goodness. She said, I've been off a week and a year, and the check ain't dried up. Come on, somebody. Hey, I'll shout for you right now. Come on. now that's shouting right there. I shout for you, Angela, on that one. She said she's been off a week and a year, and the checks ain't dried up there. Now somebody ought to go ahead and just give her, come on, somebody ought to shout hallelujah for her right there. That somebody should have skipped. Look, if I knew how to skip, y'all know I can't skip it sometimes. I got some kind of deficiency that I can't skip. Y'all blame my mama. Because, you know, I think it's parents' responsibility to teach their kids how to skip. Now, I don't know. I can't skip. I'm like, for real, you know how you skip? You know, skip to Malou. Something in me won't allow me to skip something. Now, and I can go. I can dance, and I'm very rhythmic. I'm good on the rhythm. But something about skipping, I just can't do. But boy, I tell you right now, if I could, I would skip for Jesus. But my skip might mess up. You know, y'all see me skip, y'all would think I had some type of epilepsy. Y'all think I was having an epileptic seizure. I can't skip. I don't know why. Anyway, I don't know why that just tickled me. If my great grandma was alive, she'd be like, boy, you ain't that tickled, but that just tickled me. Oh Lord, help me today. Let's jump into this article, y'all. We gonna get right into it. God bless y'all. Thank y'all so much for listening and watching. Those of you listening on your phone lines, those of you listening on Blog Talk Radio, those of you watching on Facebook Live, if you haven't already hit the share button, go. I don't know what you're waiting on. I don't know why you're being selfish. Excuse me. Go on ahead and hit that share button if you please, and let somebody know what you're doing with your afternoon. We got 20. What we got? We got 26 minutes, and we gonna spend this last. We gonna spend this 26 minutes. Real good. I could just spend this last 26 minutes preaching and I'm sorry, and praising. I really could. But I'm gonna go ahead and do what I got to do and do this here. Ooh, my God. Normal words that say house paid off, Jeep and truck paid in full. Nobody but God. Hey, see, come on. Come, that's what I'm talking about. I like, see, praise reports. Come on, somebody. Give me something. That's it. That's it right there. That's right. Give him some glory for the stuff. Right, he's been out working. Come on. That's right. Give him some glory. Give him something. Come on, y'all. I like being in the room with praisers. Ain't nothing like being in the room. Because look at it. Look, because watch this. Even if you too slow. Oh, let me help. I'm going to help somebody, and I'm going to move on. Even if you too slow. And when I say slow, I mean yellow bus slow. If you're too slow to praise God for what he's done for you, then just praise him for your neighbor's sake. Yeah. Praise him that he did something for somebody else. I tell folks this all the time. If you can't praise him for you, praise him for somebody on your road. Come on, somebody. Praise him for somebody on your road. Can I take it a step further, those of you on social media? If you ain't got nothing, those of you watching right now on Facebook, and on Ustream. So Ustream, y'all ain't put your y'all. Let me go back over here and see what y'all doing. Y'all ain't said nothing, but I know y'all watching. I see the numbers up there. God bless y'all. But you know, y'all ain't talking to me, but I'm gonna talk to you back. But for those of you on the down to the Facebook, if the name of if you ain't got nothing to praise God for yourself, just look at the name that's above your name on the list. Watching this video right now, and praise God for what he's done for them. See, that's what I'm talking about. See, we got to get beyond this craving. Well, you know, I'm struggling right now. That's why it's hard for me to pray. Praise him for the struggle. Oh, my. Yeah. Praise him that you're going through. Look here, because there's some folk right now that sleep, that wish they, look, they're probably wishing that they had another chance to go through. Oh, my. Yeah, it's some folk, let me tell you something right now. It's some folk over here at Woodlawn Cemetery right now. That sleep right now, that wish they had the time to go through. Oh, my, that just touched somebody right there. See, well, y'all better praise him in the midst of your mess. Come on. Praise him when it's a little rough. Praise him while it's a little hard for you right now. Praise him while the circumstances don't look like they're in your favor. But I promise you, if you praise him while you're going through, oh, my God, on the other side. Oh, my. On the other side, what's my man in youthful praise? What's his name? And they say, there will be victory. Woo! After this, come on, somebody, there will be glory. After this, you can't just sit back and wait till you come out. Don't, as the old preachers used to say back in the day, don't wait till the battle is over. Come on, shout now while you in it. And look, shout while you in the midst of the fight of your life. Praise him while you're in the midst of the struggle. Look, I know the bills is past due. Praise him that you can still get the bill. Oh, my. Look, I know the car note's still due. Praise him you still got the car. Hey, praise him that the light bill, look, the light's still on. Praise him you still got light. Praise him anyway. Y'all, oh my God, I'm gonna get somebody. Come on. Come on, Pat Hicks. That's that. Pat Hicks, you're gonna make me shout up in here. Pat says only two times you praise him, when you feel like it and when you don't. Hey, and I promise you, if you praise him when you don't feel like it, there's a difference than a I feel like it praise than a I don't feel like it praise. Because see, that I don't feel like it praise is coming from an area of sacrifice. Oh my God. That I don't feel like it praise is coming from a place where, look, I ain't got nothing left, Lord, but I got this praise. That praise is saying, look, I'm dead, I'm tired, my brain is fried, my soul is crushed, my body is physically unable, but look, all that I got left in me, all that I got left in me, I'm going to praise him. Now, see, that's a difference. I ain't nothing like a sacrifice of praise. See, when everything is going, don't get me wrong, it's a good to praise him when everything is going well. Oh, my. It's wonderful to praise him when everything is going well. But because that's good. Because, see, that's a Thanksgiving praise. It ain't nothing wrong with giving him some thanks and praise for all that he's doing for you in your life. But like the songwriter said, if he don't do nothing else, he's already done enough. So I'm gonna praise him in the midst of this thing. I'm gonna praise him when I ain't got nothing else. As my mama would say, I ain't got eye water to cry with. But guess what? I'm gonna praise him anyway. Look here, if I had hair, I would praise him. But I ain't got none. I'm gonna praise him I'm going to praise him for the look, for the time when I had it. Oh, my, up in here. Hallelujah, Jesus. I really don't want y'all to miss y'all. I'm sorry. I got to do something. I just got to follow what the Spirit say. You got to let God have his way. Sometimes you got to remove self and just say, look, Lord, I don't know what direction you finna take this here boat in. But all I know is that as for me and my house, hey, we going to serve the Lord. We going to praise you regardless of whichever way you take us. No matter how low the valley you take us in, no matter how the mountain you take us over, it don't matter where we are. We going to praise you regardless. Look, my praise in the valley going to be better than my praise on the mountain. Oh, my. You know why my praise in the valley got to be better? Oh, Jesus. Thank you for the revelation. You know why your praise in the valley? Let me give him a note. Y'all right, what time is it? It's 12. No, it's 1:11. I said this at 1:11. Your praise in the valley, your praise and your worship in the valley need to be a little higher than your praise on the mountain. You know why? Because, see, when you down in the valley, you need to be heard. If you lost and you lost out somewhere and you can't find nobody and ain't nobody there but you and God, look here, I got to praise him a little louder while I'm down here in this valley. I got to praise him a little louder while I'm down in this pit. Look, when I'm down in this prison, when I'm locked up, come here, Paul and Silas. When I'm locked up in this prison and midnight come, the Bible saying Paul and Silas and at midnight, I believe that's what it say, and at midnight, it says Paul and Silas prayed, and then what? Sang praises unto God. They wasn't in there humming. No. It was some hands clapping. It was some hallelujahs being lifted. It was some glory being shouted. It was some thank you, Jesus, being shouted. They did what they did from the prison. They wanted it to be heard. They wanted the Lord to know, look, it don't matter what our situation is. It don't matter that it looked like we might not ever get out of this thing. I'm going to praise you anyhow. I'm preaching to somebody right now. It don't matter how bad it looked. I know we locked up. I know they got chains on us. Look, we in the prison and they had nerve to put shackles on us. But in the midst of even being shackled and locked up, we still can praise your name. We still can pray for you. We still can shout for you. We can still dance. Look, we can't run, but we can run in place for you. Look up. Come on, somebody. I don't know who I'm talking to, but while you're in the midst of whatever it is you're going through, don't you stop praising God. Don't you stop giving him glory. Don't give up on him, because he sure ain't never gave up on you. You need to act like you know who God is in here. Oh, my. I want to help somebody. Look. Woo, my. Angela said, but he's the same God in the valley that he is in the mountain. Oh, come on. That's right, the same God. But you know, down in the valley, I want to make sure he don't overlook me. Hey, I need to make sure that he know that I'm in a little trouble down here. I need to make sure that God, I know you're looking over every person that you created, but I'm going through a situation right now, Lord, so I'm going to praise you a little bit more. Come on, Norma, praise him in the furnace like the three Hebrew boys, right? And look here, I know it's hot. I know what happened to the other soldiers and folk that turned the heat up 7 times hotter than it was before. But I know that I ain't gonna make it. I ain't supposed to make it out of this thing. But watch this. Even in the midst of the fire, come in, Shaka Khan, through the fire. Come here, somebody. Look here. I can praise him in the midst of the fire. Watch this, and even when I come out, look, I'm going to come out not burned. The only thing going to burn off me is what was holding me down in the first place. See, that's why God puts you in the, can I help somebody? Can I preach this? The only reason God allows you to go through the fire is because he's trying to burn some stuff off of you. He's trying to get some of them things that are holding you back. He's trying to burn off some impurities like the refiner's fire does with gold. It burns out the impurities. It gets so hot that all of the stuff that's not pure gold gets pulled out. Oh my. Uh-huh. Let me help. So when you're in that fire, that thing that had you bound, oh, they come off you. But when you come out the fire, huh, your clothes ain't singed. And watch this. You got the nerve to not even smell like smoke. You don't look like, oh my God, what you've been through. Come on, my. You don't look like what you've been through. And I know some folk right now, look here, that I see all the time, and I know they done been through some hell in their lives, and they done had some heartache and some pain. They done lost loved ones. They done buried wives and buried husbands. They've even bad folk on here right now, done buried wives and buried husbands, and children have gone amok and run astray and all this craziness, and they've done all that, and they don't look like, huh? What they've been through. They folk done drove them crazy. They got bad. They have family members that's messy as hell and everywhere else, and they keep up all kind of mess. But when you see them coming, they don't look like what they've been through. Come on, somebody. Anybody out there glad they don't look like, whew, what they've been through? Anybody glad you don't feel like you ought to feel? Because with everything going on, the world says you ought to be discouraged. The world says you ought to be depressed. The world says you ought to be sitting on some counselor's couch and spilling all your guts and all that. That's what the world says. But Jesus says, be encouraged. Yeah. Oh, my God. Y'all, I feel this thing right now. You got to let the folk, you got to stop all this other stuff from stopping you from giving him glory. Give it to him anyway. Give it to him anyway. Don't allow the devil. That's how the devil steals your joy. That's how he's able to win, because he's able to come in disguise. See, he comes in disguised as discouragement. Uh-oh. He comes in and he shows up with titles like discouragement, and then his cousin disappointment shows up, and then we get the worst one of all. Then he shows up as disillusion. Yeah. Because see, he'll make you disillusioned and start making you think that this is the best it's ever gonna get. And then he'll come in with the cousin disappointment that make every time you look like you try to do something, it fails. Uh-huh. And then discouragement shows up so that you stay down. Now, once you're down there, well, you might as well stay down there, because you know it ain't going to get no better. See, that's what Satan does. But see, I know somebody that's his name is called Wonderful. Hey! They call him Counselor. They call him the Mighty God and the Everlasting Father. I know somebody they call the Prince of Peace. I know somebody, Ezekiel said he was a wheel in the middle of a wheel. I know a God that, my. Look here. Don't allow this stuff to stop you from praising him. I done got hot up. Is the accident? Oh, we cut the air off about 2 weeks ago. It done got hot up in this room. I want somebody, look, y'all, not don't stop giving God praise. Don't stop. I don't care that she left you. I don't care that he left you. Praise, look, if she left, if he left, praise God. Guess what? They probably weren't supposed to be there no way. It's all right. If you lost the job, guess what? That's just God making room for the right job. Oh, my. Huh? Come on. Yes, God. I want to help somebody. I do. I really want to help somebody through this thing. I really do. And to say I'm a living testimony. Come on now. Come on. I really wish. Woo. Okay. All right. I know. I done messed up today. I know. But I got to go. Sometimes I just have to go with how it is, and y'all just pray my strength. Pray my strength. That's how it is. Amen. Look, y'all, it's time out. It really is. I think if we come together on one thing in the church, I know we always talk about there's no unity in the church. But we could get unity in the church real quick. If we didn't agree on nothing else, if we just said, you know what, we're going to come to church on whatever day it is y'all go. I don't care if you go on Sunday. If you're a Hebrew Israelite, you go on Saturday, or Seventh-day Adventist, you go on Saturday. And I don't care when you go. I'm talking about those who worship Jesus. Now, those of you who worship them other people, this conversation ain't for you. This ain't for you. If y'all worshiping them, Buddha and Muhammad
and Hare Krishna and whoever else, Sung Young Moon, and all of them people. This ain't for you. I'm talking about blood-washed believers who know that it was a Savior that died for them and it was a Savior that rose for them. I'm talking about y'all. If y'all could just agree that you wouldn't let the day-to-day doldrums of life, that you're not going to let everyday issues and mess and all this other stuff stop your connection to praise and worship God. If you would just agree that even though I'm going through, I'm going to praise him. And watch this. I'm going to help my brother or sister that's going through. I'm going to praise God with them. That's why you need. You know, we are talking about prayer partners. I'm going to elevate this thing today. You need you a praise partner. Somebody you can just call and share a praise report with. Oh, my, I think I'm going to start this right now. We need to start a praise partner list right here on TTLO Radio. I think, matter of fact, all y'all in this chat room right now, y'all need to just look here. Just look here. If you're all here right now, just type, I need a partner. Just type, I need a partner, right? Just type, I need a partner. If you can't on Ustream, email me. Just type, I need a partner, and look here. And then somebody would need to respond. Right, and you just hit on that thing. You like their comment, or you just go back and say, whoever, I'm going to be your partner. And then y'all just send praise reports via Facebook to each other just to encourage one another. Because I might be having a bad day, but you might have had a good day. And your good day going to help me get through my bad day. Come on, somebody. That's how we get through this thing together. That's what unity in Christ is. Come on. That's what unity in Christ is. Just tell somebody, look, I need a partner. I need a partner, somebody to help me praise God. Because sometimes I don't feel like it, and sometimes I'll forget, and I'll let the day get past, and the day will beat me up, and I'll let my day whoop me. But if I get a text message from you, oh my, that told me how good your day was. Oh, come on. That told me how good your day was, and something that happened great for you, that I can forget about me. Uh-huh. And then I'll just praise God for what he did for you on today. Ooh, my. How uplifting would that be? Uh-huh. Instead of all the mess we see on, as a matter of fact, I'm gonna put this on here right now. Tanya, I need a graphic, and we're going to put it together, and we're going to launch this thing next week on Monday. I'm putting it out there right now. We're going to launch this thing, a praise partner. We praise. If you're looking for a praise partner, just somebody you can praise, you can give some encouragement with through the day, and you'll agree just to send them, you'll start a status and just send them a message, and you can type, look here, I'm just grateful that this happened, and then you can be grateful for what God did for them on that day. I promise you to make your day better. I promise you, you'll start to feel a little better. Huh? Huh? I promise you. Come on. No, that's right. Norma, see, Norma followed directions. Norma said, I need a partner sometimes. Well, that's it. Just look, I don't need you all the time, but sometimes I just need a partner. Ah, my. Sometimes I just need a partner. Sometimes I just need somebody to tell me about their good day. Because my day might not have been so well, and it might not have been everything that I thought it should be. I might have woke up with expectations, and disappointments might have caught up with me. But then you might text me, or you might Facebook me with your good information, and then guess what? I can forget about my bad day. And look, for some of y'all who might start off with good days and something will happen, but guess what? If I go back and I read that message, and if you tell me, well, I this happened to me, and I may have got a good report. Maybe your boss gave you a good review, huh? Huh? Maybe you got a raise at work, huh? Maybe you got an extra check in the mail that you wasn't expecting, huh? Maybe you paid off a credit card, and I might be in debt, and you just paid off a credit card. Maybe that just encouraged me. Come on, somebody. See, that's what I'm talking about. Let them know that God is still God. Because sometimes, you know, I know we not you super Christians. See, I know you super Christians. Y'all never have moments of weakness. I know my super saints never have moments of weakness. But for my saints that still got some issues, come on, somebody. For my saints that still got some issues, come on. For my saints that still got some issues, huh? For some saints that still got some issues. I believe we need to check on one another. We need to pray for the other person. Look, if you put on that, look, I had a bad day, I'm going to praise God anyway because I had a good day. And my good day going to be for the both of us. Yeah. Guess what? I made it through something today, and I got a good report card today. Or I went to the doctor, and the physical came back well today. And so we're going to thank God for you. We're going to do some praise reports. And I mean, it's just something we're going to start doing. And if we start doing the list, then by the time we get to Praise Break Friday, we're going to spend our Fridays just giving these good praise reports. We're going to spend the first 15 and 20 minutes of the show just giving good praise reports on the week that we had. And I just think it'll happen, and it'll help us get through some stuff, and it'll make us better folks and better people and more caring Christians, and we'll be a little bit more careful with what we say. Look, and then we won't be so quick to complain, because something, as the old song says, there's somebody that's worse off than you. Oh, my God. That song, Be Grateful. Yeah. There's somebody who's worse off than you. Be grateful. Uh-huh. Because there's someone else who longed to be in your shoes. Be grateful. Oh, my. I love it. Look, y'all, I know my time is short. We got about 4 minutes, and it is what it is. Ooh, my. Yeah, sometimes you just need somebody just to pray for you. Come on. And sometimes you need a prayer partner, but then you need a praise partner. Maybe you can't run and jump, but I'll run and jump for you. Maybe you can't. You might have arthritic hands and can't clap. Hey, maybe just say, you know what, I just need you to clap for me. I had a good day, but my hands is bound and I just can't do it. Maybe you can't shout hallelujah. Maybe you got some vocal issues. Well, just say, can you holler for me, preacher? Huh? Can you run for me, preacher? Can you jump for me? Come on. I wish we would get that urgency to praise God for our brother and our sisters. Come on. Don't be so high-minded that you can't praise God for your brother and your sister. Let us pray right now, because it's almost time for us to go. Father God, we just thank you, God, for what you've done. God, we just thank you for who you are, God. We're just grateful for who you are right now, God. You've just been wonderful to us, God. You've been everything to us, God. We know that you did everything, God, when you came down through them 42 generations, God, and you walked this earth for 33 and a half years, God. We know you did everything that was needed, God. And right now, we just want to say thank you, God. We're grateful that you sent your only begotten Son, God. We're grateful that he gave his life for wretched folk like us, God. We're grateful that he continues to bless us even in the midst of our mess, God. We're grateful for the grace and mercy that you show us on a daily basis, God. We're grateful, God, that you continue to protect us, God, this hedge of protection around us and our loved ones, God. We're grateful for, even though we complain about the jobs we have, God, we're still grateful, God, even though we're struggling in schools and with education right now, God, we're still grateful for the opportunity, God. We might not have the car we want, God, but we're grateful for the one you gave us, God. We might not have the house or the apartment we want, God, but we're grateful for the one that you gave us, God. We might not have the mate that we want right now, God, but we're grateful that you're sustaining us until you send the one our way, God. God, we may not have all the things that we want materially, God, but we're grateful for the stuff that you did send us, God. My. Hallelujah, Jesus. We're just grateful now. We ain't gonna ask you for nothing. We're just grateful right now, God. We're grateful and we're thankful, God. It is in your Son, Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Look, y'all, I got to go. It's been absolutely wonderful. I apologize for not doing the article today. I really do. I do apologize for that. But you know what? Guess what? I believe God was pleased. I believe God was pleased. And at the end of the day, my job is to please him. And I believe God was pleased. So look here, y'all. I got to go. It has been absolutely wonderful today. Y'all have blessed me. Thank y'all so much for y'all comments. Those of you listening on the phone, God bless you. Those of you listening on Blog Talk Radio, God bless you. Those of you listening on watching on Ustream, God bless you. Those of you listening on watching on Facebook Live, God bless you. Those of you who are going to listen later on and going to listen to this later on,
We're grateful for you. I'm grateful for y'all. I really am. I'm grateful to know you, even if I only know you through Facebook. Guess what? I know you. You're family now. You're family. You're family. You're family. God bless you. God bless you. I love y'all. I really do. And y'all love on each other, man. Be somebody's partner. Be somebody's praise partner. Agree to that with me. Stand in agreement with me right now. Because there might be somebody who can't praise God, but you can praise God and help them out. I got to go, y'all. Y'all stay blessed. And if you got to go through this city, you stay blessed and keep your head on the swivel. And y'all remember, be grateful. Love y'all. Bye.